Bobby Baker was such a shy little tyke to be a kid who had just turned 10. He played shortstop for my little league team, and seldom did the small guy ever grin. It was the last game of the season when Bobby came to me with big, sad, and lonely searching eyes. He walked right up and said, "Coach, I gotta talk to you. You see, my dad, he don't live at home anymore. Mama says angels came and took him away. And I don't think she's been doing too good lately, 'cause she's worried about all those bills we've been left to pay." This might sound kinda crazy to you, but you see, Mom, well, she calls me her little man. And since Dad's been gone, there ain't nobody else to depend on. So I pinch hit for her every chance I can. Well, Coach, now you know all about it, and I sure hope you can understand. That's how come I've been so late coming to practice, 'cause my mama has to have a helping hand. Then slowly, he turned and walked away from me, and quietly sat at the end of the bench. My heart was filled with sorrow and pain, not to mention our team was in a real tight pinch. There were two men out and two men on, and our team was one run behind. The game was in the bottom of the ninth, and a championship was riding on the line. Now don't ask me why I decided to do it. Maybe it's all in the hands of fate. One thing's for certain, it got everybody's attention. Why, you could have heard a pin drop even before Bobby got to home plate. I'll never forget that look in his eyes as he stepped into that batter's box. And the way he gripped that bat, why, you would have thought it was a torch of honor held in the hands of a real pro, fresh from the school of hard knocks. Now some of you fans are gonna think this is crazy, and no doubt a few will even say it don't make a lick of good sense. You see, I believe the reason God gave America baseball runs a whole lot deeper than knocking a home run over center field fence. Once in a while, you gotta pull for the underdog, even if it takes laying it all on the line. That's the way heroes have always been made, and it's a pretty good reason why our Yankee ingenuity still shines. Yes, sir, Bobby Baker deserved his chance at bat, just like any other kid on a back road or city street. If we don't give him a fair shake at this game we call life, then everybody who plays might lose their precious privilege to compete. For Bobby, that day of the big game was over. It's all history now. Only that tarnished old trophy left behind reminds us that the kid ever played here. That boy of yesterday is gone. Today, he's coaching kids of his own. Now, wouldn't you know it, little Bobby Baker really was our most valuable player of the year.